Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning, just after 9:39 on this very rainy day, very seasonal. I kind of like it. Fall's here. It's the way it should be. I am now here with some folks from the Beach Museum, here with director Linda Duke, also here with Eileen Wong and Enrico Osama Oyama. Was I close on that? Go get closer to my mics there. Bring those up to you. And Eileen, you wanted to start things off.
Yes, I am the curator at the Beach Museum of Art, and I curated the contemporary art show at the beach right now called Ubiquitous. And I have with us here Enrico, who is the artist featured in that show. And I want to mention that Enrico is here for a month in Kansas, in Manhattan, and he's doing a lot of projects connected with the show. So he's actually working on a mural on the wall of the Little Apple Art Supply store in Aggieville. He started that yesterday, so you know everyone can stop by and see him at work for the next 2 weeks at least, right, Enrico?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. And Enrico also will have an exhibition of a sound installation in the Chapman Gallery. That's in Willard Hall. That's the building of the Department of Art in K-State.
Very, very cool. Enrico, you said you've been here a month now?
Yes, I got here 2 days ago.
Oh, you'll be here for a month.
He will be here for the whole of October.
Oh. Okay. And where are you from, Enrico?
I'm originally from Tokyo, Japan, but now I live and work in New York.
Well, welcome to Manhattan. How's it been 2 days here in Little Apple?
It's been really great. And I was here also in May for a few days to see the museum. So, but people are really welcoming, and I'm really having a great time so far. Yeah.
Well, I guess tell us a little bit about your work, or what inspires it and what inspires you.
My work is deeply influenced by writing culture, or so-called graffiti culture, which developed in New York first and then spread all over the world. So I was born and raised in Tokyo. And then when I was a teenager, there was a big trend of street culture from New York. So I was very influenced by that. And that's how I first started my art and developed. Yeah.
And Eileen, I guess, talk about the process, and maybe Linda, you can jump in too. The process of bringing Enrico here and what that entailed.
So I knew Enrico from New York, where I used to live. And when I saw his work, I was really inspired too, because I also, like Enrico, you know, lived in different parts of the world and learned multiple languages growing up. And so when I saw his work, I related to it immediately, because it really harnesses this energy of the street, the energy of a city. And it doesn't matter where you are from, either Manila, which is where I'm from, or Enrico, Tokyo, or New York, there's that energy that everyone knows and recognizes when you've lived in a city. And I felt like that was such a great unifying theme. And when I got my job here as curator at the Beach Museum of Art 2 years ago, I immediately proposed to Linda my idea of bringing Enrico here for a show and doing all these different projects around town and having him stay in Manhattan and kind of bring new energy.
And Linda, talk about your end of that process.
Yeah, well, I was instantly intrigued, because besides street culture, I saw that Enrico is very literate about the calligraphy traditions of Asia and abstract expressionism of the West. And so I was really fascinated by the melding of those aesthetics in his work. We were so excited about it that Eileen and I and Todd Holmberg, who's the executive director of McCain Auditorium, brought a group of donors to New York on an art experience trip, and one of the highlights was visiting Enrico in his studio, and that really confirmed for us what a great project this was going to be.
Enrico, your art's very much about energy and just kind of capturing, probably like a lot of artists, just kind of capturing what you see and kind of what you observe. Mm. so far with your experience in Manhattan? You said you were here in May, been here a couple of days now. What's the type of energy you're gathering with the street culture of Manhattan, I guess you can say?
I think
probably a little different than some other places you've been.
Yeah, but I think definitely, you know, the street doesn't necessarily mean the physical street. You know, it's also a connection of people. It's a power of community and nature even, I think. So I'm here only for 2 days and so far, but I'm already feeling that kind of very strong energy from the community and people here. And even yesterday I was working on the mural for a few hours, and people talked to me and they were very interested in it. So I think there are a lot of energy of that kind here too, yeah.
And talk about your mural a little bit. What's, I guess paint a picture for us a little bit. Through the radio, you know, obviously we can't see it.
Yeah.
But describe a little bit about what you're working on, kind of how it's taking shape.
So my work is definitely abstract and mostly black and white. So the one that I'm working on right now, the mural, is also black and white. And it's mostly composed of lines which were produced by motion of my own body. So it's like improvisational, gestural, and a kind of live feeling. And you see a lot of motion in it, yeah.
Did you kind of have an idea of what you wanted to do with the mural when you got here? Or is this kind of a very organic sort of in the moment sort of process for you?
I think it's both. Definitely it's improvisational. So I don't really sketch out. I don't really make a plan. But it's also, I've done a lot of murals before. So I can envision how it goes. And I also talk with people again. And for example, with the owner of the building, you know, so that also affects to what I do.
All right, let's go ahead and take a, this will be our last break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more about the Beach Museum. We'll talk about art, all those sort of things. Here on In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.